original text. Thank you very much. Thank you. Japan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And on the paragraph 19, Japan proposed to delete several words at the end of this paragraph. The intention of this proposal is just to have a concise text. I thank you.
Thank you. Republic of Korea.
The co-chair, our original intention to delete the second sentence was the was explained by Japan. However, on the second thought, I think it is beneficial for us to retain the second sentence because in view of the specific role to be played in achieving green economy in the, during the transformative process. So we propose to retain the second sentence. Thank you.
Thank you. Serbia.
Thank you very much, Chair. With regard to Paragraph 19, at the end of Paragraph 19, we propose inclusion of reference strengthening of public-private partnerships because we believe that RioPlus20 should contribute to further development or mechanism for partnership with all stakeholders, particularly to motivate the business sector to innovate and invest, civil society to participate in decision-making process, scientific and educational organizations to provide high level of appropriate and relevant expertise. So for us, it's very important to include reference strengthening of public-private partnership. Thank you.
Thank you. Switzerland.
Thank you, Chair. This paragraph shows what I was referring at the very beginning to, that it needs to be more action-oriented. Just stating the importance of the business, I think it's, or we think it's not enough. So that's why we provided some more concrete actions at the very end of the paragraph, saying that business contributes or should show leadership in advancing a green economy in the context of sustainable development poverty eradication through actions such as development, production and marketing of resource efficient, clean and safe products, services, processes and technologies, and adopting inclusive and accountable business practices, including protecting basic worker rights, enhancing workers' job security, and improving their terms of employment. So that is also to show that when we move it to the Chapter 5 and make it a bit more action-oriented, that would be the way we want to go. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Norway.
Thank you. We think that the language in this paragraph needs to be strengthened to show the linkage between public and private and to show the need to have policies on private sector. So we therefore suggest that we have a paragraph saying we acknowledge that the transition to sustainable development will depend on full engagement of both public and private sectors. We recognize the need to establish policies to ensure that social and environmental costs and benefits are fully reflected in prices and decisions. In our view, this is more action-oriented in the sense that it strengthens the linkage between the two sectors and the policies on it. Thank you.
Thank you. Paragraph 20. Algeria.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the group, as I said at the beginning, we try to present this section in a more comprehensive way. This is why in paragraph 20 we presented a 20 alt, which addresses the role of governments, the national legislative bodies, which means parliaments and congresses, etc., depends on the nomination, and of course the role of local governments. With that, we think that we will cover the role of different bodies within the government, but with the placement, we prefer that this paragraph will be the first one in this subsection. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. The European Union.
We of course agree with the thrust of this paragraph, but felt that that we needed to specify the message further by clearly making a reference to the role of citizen local communities and thereby focusing also on the relationship that local government would have in engaging with major groups and engaging citizens and other stakeholders to be more consistent with the overall spirit of this section. Thank you.
Thank you. Canada.
Thank you and good morning to all. We have just a small change proposed for paragraph 20. We would like to add the words and subnational right after local. For us, the addition of subnational better reflects the realities of federal states. For instance, in Canada, provinces and territories are not local governments and they contribute significantly to sustainable development, so it is important to recognize their contribution. Thank you.
Paragraph 21. The European Union.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. We think that this paragraph contains two different messages, and one with regard to indigenous peoples, whereas the other sentence refers to the active participation of youth. So the changes that we propose are actually sharpening the language a little bit in the first part of the paragraph by clearly recognizing the role of indigenous peoples, whereas in the second part we suggest to separate the message with regard to the youth in a separate paragraph 1 bis, and specifying the message a little bit more by referring to the active participation of young people in decision-making processes and highlighting the contribution of young people as agents for change in view of sustainable development. We think that those two messages are important enough, each of them, to merit a separate treatment and placement in the text. Thank you.
Algeria.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On the idea of splitting these two ideas, we agree with the EU that we need to address into separate paragraphs the role of indigenous people and the role of course, children, youth, and we enriched that with the role of women and disabled persons. This is why we are proposing, instead of the 21 proposed by the co-chairs, three paragraphs. The first one is addressing the participation of indigenous people in the promotion of sustainable development while keeping the language in the second part as proposed by the co-chairs. The second one is addressing the important role of local communities, because in some countries the notion of indigenous people is not recognized. They are considering those as local communities, so we need to cover that concern for the those countries. And the last idea is the role of children and youth. The group proposes also to have women and disabled persons in that paragraph, with just a slight amendment at the end, instead of on the youth today, just on the youth. This is what we would like to do for young people. Of course, that we will add women and disabled persons to that. We have, since I have the floor for the 20, the paragraph 21, we do believe that the role of workers and trade unions was not addressed here in this part. We said that we are going to address the major groups and other stakeholders. We do believe that workers and trade unions can play an important role in the promotion of sustainable development. This is why we are proposing the paragraph 21 quote reflected on the screen. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Thank you, Co-Chair. We made a few general comments on the section that are actually reflected in the text, so I'm not going to repeat those. I just wanted to react on the G77's 21 bis. and to support the idea of an inclusion of a reference to they've got disabled persons, but I think the correct term is persons with disabilities. We would like to see a reference to persons with disabilities somewhere in this text, and if it fits in this particular section, that's fine. So just to say we would support that. I think too, possibly some other aspects of that paragraph would need some consequential amendment, because the last part talks about a deep impact on youth, and if we're broadening the category, then we probably need to make it more general, as I think Switzerland's proposed. Thank you.
Which brings me to Switzerland.
A reflection of what actually in the world speaks.
Thank you, Chair. I would like to support the previous speakers saying that we should have separate paragraphs for the Indigenous people and youth. We also mentioned in our comments that you have on the screen proposals on how to make it a more action-oriented paragraph. Let me take this opportunity to also refer to something I said at the very beginning, that we need to reflect all the major groups. For example, we have so far no paragraph also on the farmers and some of the groups that New Zealand already mentioned just before. So we would like to see also those major groups reflected. Thank you.
The Holy See.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We agree with previous speakers that in this paragraph there are two different concepts at work, and so we would favor as well the splitting of the paragraph. However, we would like to propose, with regard to the second sentence of that paragraph 21, the following phrase. So it would read, "We also recognize the need to promote intergenerational solidarity by recognizing and delete, reflect, the views of children and youth as the issues we are addressing, etc." So we propose the phrase, "promote intergenerational solidarity by recognizing and delete, reflect." Our reasoning in this regard is that youth don't exist in a vacuum. They exist within family as well as community. And we think that there is certainly that focus in this paragraph on intergenerational solidarity, and so we think it should be explicitly mentioned in this regard. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Paragraph 22. Algeria.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the rest of this section, the framework for action, the group is still under these paragraphs are still under consideration within the group. We will come back later on the paragraphs 22, 23, and 24. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. European Union.
Seven. We're also still considering this whole section. We still have questions as to its added value and to the concreteness of the text in there. And we think that we will need to look at the totality of the text and the other sections 3, 4, and 5 before we actually conceive there is added value here. So we'll therefore not be making any textual amendments or proposals to these remaining paragraphs up to 24, but let it be noted that we have a general reserve on this text until we see its place and its added value in the overall outcome document. Thank you.
Okay, does any delegation wish to intervene on the remaining paragraphs? Switzerland.
Thank you, Chair. I would like to support the statement just made by the European Union and say that we make some proposals of merging those paragraphs with others later in the text. Also, we consider it important that we don't have several frameworks of actions in the text spread among different sections, chapters. So we propose to move the whole section in general to chapter 5, or as said, some paragraphs to specific paragraphs as already proposed. Thank you.
Australia, on the remaining paragraphs.
Thank you, Chair. Australia would like to make some comments on paragraph 24.
We recognize that the introduction of mandatory sustainability reporting for all publicly listed and large private companies could introduce high compliance costs on affected businesses, including in developed countries. Therefore, we propose the replacement text as illustrated above. Thank you.
United States, on the remaining paragraphs.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. We would agree as well on the need to see this Section D in the context of the larger document before we're really in a position to consider it favorably. I will also note a specific concern as well that at the very least these three paragraphs could be consolidated. Notably, the paragraph 24 on the private sector doesn't need to be a standalone but could indeed be incorporated into paragraph 23. It's not a separate concept, and private industry does have a role as well in the reinvigoration of sustainable development. Further, we have some questions and concerns regarding the framework mentioned in paragraph 24. We don't believe that the private sector should be that the private sector should be encouraged and invited to work with stakeholders on a voluntary basis. We do not, however, support a policy framework with a mandate for the private sector to take specific action. So we would like to delete paragraph 4 and then look at the rest, paragraph 24, and then look at the rest of these in the context of the broader document as we proceed. Thank you very much.
Mexico, on the remaining paragraphs.
Thank you very much, co-chair. Mexico shares the view of several of the speakers that have preceded us in highlighting that although there are very extremely important elements in paragraphs 22 and following that we would like to see reflected in the text and certainly work upon very carefully, our point of view is that Section D of the Framework of Action is at this moment unclear in its current form, and its intention requires, in our opinion, a profound rethinking of its objectives, since at its present it is limited to restate a few of the ideas that are covered in Section C. Therefore, we would welcome a dialogue to see if this framework of action is better placed here or probably at another section of the text. We're fully flexible in this, but we think we have made a tremendous amount of progress at this stage, and perhaps these specific commitments that we want to ask from the private sector, from other major groups, they should be certainly expanded, certainly developed, but perhaps in a more consolidated manner in other parts of the text. Thank you, Ambassador.
Thank you. Canada, on the remaining paragraphs.
Thank you. Paragraph 24 is one of the paragraphs for which we had provided comments, and we had in fact provided some alternative language we encouraged the private sector to consider sustainability issues and to integrate sustainability information within their reporting cycle. We're very much supportive of integrating such sustainability information, but we're not prepared to require all listed and large private companies to do that. We believe it's more appropriate to encourage the private sector to do that. I would also like to support colleagues who have expressed the concerns with having several frameworks and that it would be much more appropriate to look at them in, together. Also, there may be opportunity to delete paragraph 24 completely and consolidate the concept with some other paragraphs. Thank you.
Thank you. Republic of Korea, on the remaining paragraphs.
Mr. Co-Chair, I'd like to simply delete the subsection D framework for action because of the reason already explained by many preceding me, like EU and Switzerland, that even though there are some new elements, however, it is better for us to consolidate the same framework for action part in the later stage, in particular, probably in Section 5. Thank you.
Thank you. Norway.
Thank you. We can see that there are reasons to look at where different things should be put in the document. We just want to underline the need to have the three elements of sustainable development reflected also in this, in the different institutions that need to be involved.
So we have suggested that we have or underline the importance of better cooperation and coherence between the United Nations, the international financial institutions, and the World Trade Organization in order to have the three dimensions mutually reinforcing in the document. Thank you.
Thank you. That's all right.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Israel just simply wanted to withdraw our comment in paragraph 24. Thank you.
Question time.
Thank you, Chair. We've taken note of the many proposals to look again into the placement and the structure of this section, and we do also agree that there is room for improvement. Independently of the final shape and placement of the paragraphs under this section, it is very important for my delegation to have the concept of accountability reflected. And in this regard, we had proposed inclusion of accountability in paragraph 22, but we're of course flexible to having it in a reshaped paragraph. Thank you.
Iceland.
Thank you, Chair. Regarding the section D on the framework for action, we would like to question, like many others, if these action paragraphs in section D should be there or later in the document. Secondly, we need to have a strong gender perspective in these paragraphs and would like to reserve our right to come back with amendments in our next meeting. Thank you.
Any other comments on the remaining paragraphs? There appears to be none. So, colleagues, we have completed the first reading of sections 1 and 2. And before I adjourn, just to let you know that we will resume this afternoon in this room for a more, well, more straightforward type of negotiations. So, in the interim, between now and then, I'm sure you're familiar with the observation that time is money. There's never enough of the latter, and unfortunately, too much of the former is wasted. Of course, not by you. By me, of course. So, please use the time wisely. Take a look at the proposals that you have before you. You would have seen them now in their full extent. Do not dismiss anything out of hand. Of course, in the negotiations, you would like everything that you propose to be the final outcome, but that is not real life, so I urge you to take a look at the proposals from your partners, whomever those partners are, and let us try and arrive at something that we can all be unhappy with. Secretary.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. I wish to inform delegations that this room, the ECOSOC chamber, as well as conference room 3, are available from now until 3 o'clock. Should the larger groups wish to use them for their informal consultations. Thank you.
I believe the group 77 has a meeting now. I don't know about others. The meeting is adjourned.